It's being called a landmark civil rights lawsuit, and it claims New York City is in violation of federal disability civil rights laws. It's been 24 years since the American with Disabilities Act became the law of the land. And Susan Duo with the Center for Independence of the Disabled New York says the suit was filed because far too many sidewalks in New York City fail to comply with ADA standards.
Saying that they need to fix the sidewalks and the pedestrian routes so that thousands of New Yorkers with disabilities can get around the city every day.
The city is expected to file a response in the case. Duo says Sydney is especially concerned because many of their workers and volunteers are New Yorkers with disabilities who she says are put at risk by the failure to comply with federal law. Duo says 400,000 New Yorkers with ambulatory disabilities and 200,000 with vision disabilities are at risk on the sidewalks of New York City. Her group surveyed 157 intersections in Lower Manhattan back in June.
More than half didn't have a detectable warning, meaning if you're blind and you're using a cane or working with a dog, there's no warning on the sidewalk to show you when you're approaching the street.
Duo says they're still open to negotiation and just want the city to live up to its own stated goals when it comes to meeting the needs of New Yorkers with disabilities.
The mayor has announced a Vision Zero campaign to work towards having no pedestrian deaths in New York City. And if we're to meet that goal, then people with disabilities have to be able to cross the street safely.
The suit was filed by disability rights advocates and the law firm of Shepherd, Mullen, Richter, and Hampton in behalf of Sydney. For Public News Service, I'm Mike Clifford.